email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
From Bridget to Deirdre. Deirdre O'Kane, good afternoon.
How are you, Ray?
How'd you get your name? Your parents gave it to you, I know that, but are you named after anybody in particular?
Deirdre of the Sorrows, I suppose, which isn't ideal for a comic.
Deirdre who?
Deirdre of the Sorrows. Sounds like you've never heard it before.
Yeah, I didn't.
Get out, Ray. Deirdre of the Sorrows.
She's a saint.
That's famous. That's sing play and, you know,
no,
part
God,
of our mythology.
Look,
do you think I've missed my shot at the sainthood?
A Philistine, what?
Do you think I've missed my chance at the sainthood?
I think so. I didn't get a chance to ask Una and Colm how St. Bridget was actually made a saint. I must, you know, back in the day.
No, and how well did she have to behave? Like,
I think you're not. No, neither am I. I don't think we're sainthood material. So, Skye.
Sky have given me a job, yeah.
There's a sort of a programme in the making of the show as opposed to just the show, because it took so long.
I know. Look, we were meant to shoot this show 2 weeks before the pandemic started. When was that? A year and a half ago? A bit more?
Yeah.
So obviously we missed it by 2 weeks, which I was gutted by because we were well
prepared. Were supposed to do it just before lockdown, was it?
2 weeks before we closed down, yeah.
Oh yeah, but things were happening, so.
Oh no, sorry. What am I saying to you?
Two weeks after.
My head's a marley, as my mother would say. 2 weeks after, so we missed it. Anyway, to explain to people who are listening, it's a stand-up show for Sky, where I'm the host and we have comedians on and we will make you all laugh again if it kills us.
How many times was it postponed?
Five. Rescheduled 5 times.
At any stage along those 5 times, did you think this isn't going to happen?
No, and the last one I really didn't think. When it was, the fourth one was rescheduled, I thought, it's gone. And I was really heartbroken because I thought that was a real opportunity and it's gone. Like, I just did not think, the momentum was gone out of it. I thought they won't make it now.
But they did.
They did.
And it's on Sunday.
So fair play to Sky, because they've stood by it.
Where did you
very keen
film
to make it?
We filmed it
in the Olympia.
Right.
With only 150 in the audience. We were even lucky to have that, to be honest with you. So, God, the quicker they let the people back into the theatres, the better.
But particularly for comics.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's the thing. I mean, musicians can still perform without a crowd. We can't. Mm. We just can't.
You sort of play a percentage game, don't you, as a comic? You know, that you're depending, you know, if 20% of 100 laugh, that's only 20 people. But if 20% of 1,000 people laugh, that's a lot more.
Well,
that's
now
200.
You'd be able to get more than 20% of the people now, Ray.
I know.
You won't be doing well if you're getting a 20% response.
I know, but you're
dying on your arse, as they'd say in my business.
So what's the tipping point?
Listen, you need to be
70%.
80, do I hear 90?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You want the whole room with you. There'll always be one, but most of the room are with you. We couldn't really do the Zoom thing in the way that you can with music. We need an audience.
You need an audience, yeah.
Desperately. Yeah, yeah. So I hope people come
October
back to us
22nd.
In droves. 17th of October we air the first show.
No, but October 22nd is the opening up thing.
Yes.
Yeah, you're on October 17th, but it opens up on 22nd. And I think, just from talking to people, that there's a hunger, there's an appetite.
I think so. We're desperate for a bit of laughter.
To get out and be laughing with
seriously.
Other people that aren't members of your family.
But just that experience, though. It's we're meant to be together. We are meant to
bloody gather.
We're social animals, yes. We want to hug each other again. It's so hard. Christ, we're all over it, aren't we?
So it's sort of like, it's you, you're the MC, you tell a few jokes, then you introduce another comedian,
do you know what this show is
but
like?
It's slightly different because you have this house band.
Yeah.
Go on.
That's what makes the difference, I guess. I kind of describe the show as a Jules Holland show for comedy.
Right.
It's a little bit like that because a band man who are the band, led by an Irish guy called Rob Broderick, who's phenomenal. He's a rapper, an improv rapper, and he basically interacts with the audience, with me, with the other acts, and writes songs on in the moment, making them up depending on what's in your material or what the audience gives you. And he's sensational. And I guess because we have that house band, it makes it a much more fluid thing. So I'm interacting with him and the audience. We're all kind of one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the Jules Holland is for musicians.
Is this something that you've dreamed of? No, because it's the Deirdre O'Kane show.
Yeah.
You're doing what you love doing, stand-up comedy. Is this a moment
It is a moment.
Yeah.
It is a moment for sure. It isn't really a moment that I dreamed of, to be honest with you, because for so long I held on to the sort of actor dream and the other, and I went away from stand-up for 10 years and I only came back about 4 years ago, maybe five, and then the pandemic happened. So I'm kind of back on a big role in comedy that I wasn't expecting, but I'm very, very happy about it. And I'm kind of like, I'm in shock. I'm kind of going, is this, how did this happen? I just don't quite know how this has come about, to be honest. But I'm grabbing it with two hands.
Yeah. Tell you that. And you're back gigging in the Galway Comedy Festival.
Yeah, that's coming up in the next 2 weeks. Yes. I have a show on Dundalk in the Spirit Store. I'm in Tuam as well, After Darkness, I think it's called, is it, that festival?
Yeah.
So the live gigs are back.
And then you're going on tour with Demented next year.
Yes.
Great
that
name.
That will Demented, because that's what we all are, and that's definitely what I am, being a woman of a certain age and all that.
All right. Yeah, and do you deal with that?
Oh, I do. I deal with that in the show. There's no point in not dealing with it.
And is it a personal question, or whereabouts are you on that?
Where are you in your cycle, Deirdre? Is that a personal question?
Well, if you're talking about it on stage in front of, you know, all of these.
Well, I'll tell you what I do talk about. I talk about the fact that people don't even really, there's no real meaning behind a woman of a certain age. Nobody knows. It means different things in different cultures and in different places, right?
Right.
Like in Ireland, for example, it means still writable, but you might get a child out for that. People might be outraged, but you know, look at it, have a laugh at yourself, will you? It doesn't mean that in France, because they're more sophisticated than us, and them being more sexually liberated and all. It means a woman over the age of 40 who can still entice a young man into her bed.
Right.
You know, which is something I've given a lot of thought to, far too much thought now, truth be told. And in the end, I came to the conclusion, I was thinking about that now, do I want a younger man in my life now, do I? I thought, what have I got to say to Harry Styles? What would I say to the man, do you know? Just don't know. We'd be stuck for conversation. I think I'd be looking at him and saying, are you going out in that or what?
Are you going out in those trousers?
Yeah. What about that hair? Would you give that a wash? No, you know?
Yeah. And what are you doing with all those girls in that video? That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you have it's not the energy, but would you be bothered?
Would you be bothered? Are you going to start telling me about your family? Oh, Jesus. No, I couldn't go through all that again. Are you mad? No. Absolutely not.
He'd be constantly on his phone as well, Deirdre.
On the phone, scrolling away. And you'd be going, ah, come on, we watch a bit of telly. Cup of tea.
And then when it comes to the telly, he'd want to watch Love Island, you'd want to watch Succession. There'd be no agreeing on that.
No.
You have to go to separate rooms.
It's not going to work.
Before you even know it, you're in separate rooms. I'll tell you,
I'm very fascinated by the French president, Emmanuel Macron, and his wife, Brigitte. You know, it's 23 years between them.
She's his senior.
She's older
years.
Now. Yes. She's older now. I'm all for it, but she is on my worry list. Now, we were talking about Bridget. See, we were talking about Bridget on the show earlier.
Yes.
This Bridget, Brigitte Macron.
What do you worry? What do you worry about?
I'll tell you now what I'd be worried about. He's 45 and she's 68. No, she's 58. What's 23? Do the math there.
It'll be 68.
He's 68,
yes.
Okay, so she's 45. He's 45 and she's 68, but that's all right. When he's 55, she'd be 78.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he's 65, she'd be dead, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Possibly. So that's, but
I'd say their friendship or their relationship is based on friendship.
Would you, Ray? I don't think it was based on friendship initially.
No, not initially, but things evolve, don't they? As we know that.
I do love their names, though. Do you not think they're the best names? Like, if you had to think up two really, you know, sexy names, you'd probably say to me, Brigitte and Emmanuel.
And Emmanuel,
which ironically in Irish is what? Bridget Naaman.
What?
Bridget Naaman.
It is Bridget Naaman, yeah.
Bridget Naaman.
Yeah. Was there a Bridget in your class?
I was taught by Sister Bridget, though. Needless to say.
I don't think there was a Bridget in the convent either. You know, my equivalent, Bridget. Was there a Bridget? No, there wasn't a Bridget.
I think that's gone out of fashion now as a name, is it?
It is. It might come back in.
Probably will.
Like there was Bridget and you could spell it B-R-I-G-I-D. These are all things I should have spoke to Colin Manoon about. B-R-I-G-I-D or B-R-I-D-G-E-T. And then there's, you know, Breed is another.
Breed. We love a bit of
Breed. So Demented. So you're going to be talking about that. And what else?
I'll talk
Parenthood.
About
Parenthood.
No, teenagers. Yes. Teenagers. Oh, the lip and the attitude. And the trying to deal with it. And the fact that our children are now armed. Her children are orange, aren't they, Ray? Are yours orange?
No, I'm not. I've been told not to mention that sort of thing on air.
Oh, really? Yes. Oh, there you go. Here's me. But sure, they won't be listening to you. They don't listen to us.
Well, you know, that's the day you'd say something, that's the day they'd be listening. And that's the day you get in trouble.
Oh, well, mine are orange.
So, okay.
Yeah, and there's a green and white uniform there as well, which is very unfortunate. She goes off to school like a tricolour. Very handy during the Olympics. I hung her out the
remember
window.
Remember Harry Enfield and what was it? Kathy Bates, was it? Remember they? Who did?
Harry Enfield and Kathy Bates. Kathy Bates.
No, what's the lady's name? They used to do those teenagers. What's her name?
Well, don't be asking me, love. I'm a woman of a certain age. My memory's gone. I don't remember names. I literally names are gone for me entirely. I've started numbering people now. I'd be saying things like, "Oh, look, there's 52 at 12 o'clock." That's the way my brain has gone.
So the Deirdre O'Kane Show, Sunday the 17th of October, which is this Sunday at 10 o'clock on Sky Max.
Oh my God, it's happening, Ray. Yes. I can't believe it. It's actually a thing.
Sinead, Gramaka, Deirdre, and we're looking forward to seeing that, and then Demented on tour next year. That's it from us. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Cormac is on his own this evening on Drive Time. Enjoy whatever you're doing, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.